Well, it's that wonderful time of year again in Cape Town. Local cyclists converging on the mother city. Cape Town Cycle Tour getting underway this weekend, and the long wait is almost over for the participants who are looking to conquer that mythical August. Cyclists have entered the grueling challenge to face a route that's 110 kilometers long, reaching peaks of 1,220 meters in elevation. Dave Belez, the sponsorship director at the Cape Town Cycle Tour Trust, joins us now. And all things looking good ahead of Sunday. Everything going according to plan?
Everything going according to plan. We've been at it now a week. We had our mountain bike event, our junior event. The expo is underway down at the Cape Town Stadium as we speak. And then, as you say, the main race happening on Sunday morning, all the plans are in place, and we're ready to rock and roll.
How many people are we expecting on the roads in Cape Town this weekend?
So, as is usual with the event, you have a number of dropouts, so between 33 and 35,000 should take to the start line on Sunday morning.
David, the 40th Cycle Tour in 2017 was called off due to extreme weather conditions. I'm having a look at the mercury and the wind when it comes to Sunday. And not very high temperatures, very low temperatures of about 23 on Sunday, but you've still got a massive wind of 42 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a southeaster blowing on Sunday. No doubt about that. But that's not uncommon in Cape Town. We've had 5-6 days of absolutely gorgeous weather, and so the Cape doctors decided to come and visit us this weekend. I think we, looking at what I call the glass half full scenario, you're going to have that southeaster on your back to at least half of the route, which is quite pleasant.
Oh, that is good to hear for the cyclists that are going to be braving it on Sunday. It doesn't look like there's going to be much chance of rain, and I suppose at least with the cloud cover, it won't get too hot as well. Just to remind everybody, though, I mean, you called it off in 2017 because there was a serious gale going. I mean, it was almost double the speed that is predicted for Sunday, 42 kilometers predicted throughout the mother city on Sunday morning into the afternoon. But when you called it off 2 years ago, that was up in about the 80s.
No, over 80. It was gusting over 100 kilometers an hour in certain places.
Sheesh. Okay, I mean, so where do you draw the line? I mean, we know that weather projections can be problematic at the best of times. So when do you actually consider cancelling this epic journey that so many people converge in Cape Town for?
So at a point that it becomes dangerous, or the lives of our participants are considered to be being put in danger, that is the point we would look at terminating the event. At this stage, there's no such talk at all. Where all systems go, we just know that it's going to be windy. Those are the plans we look at now. What structures do we alter? Which structures do we take down? But in terms of cycling around the Cape Peninsula, it's certainly very doable. It's going to be a little tougher than it might normally be. And you might not be getting your sub-3 that you were aiming for, but it's certainly very doable.
And what's your message to folks that are out there? We've got thousands of people coming down to Cape Town to take part. The roads are also going to be littered with fans, but there are going to be the unpleasant and irritated that don't like Cape Town's roads being shut down for this one day of the year for the cycle tour. Where do we find out where the road closures are and how to avoid it if that's your intention?
So those are all up on our website at capetowncycletour.com. But I think what Cape Townians are used to now is the fact that this event is on the second Sunday of every March. And most of them embrace it. They're out in their droves, barbecues at the side of the road, impromptu bands, people cheering. And they're accustomed to it. And they come out and actually create the energy and the vibe that is the Cape Town Cycle Tour. I mean, the truth is you could ride around the Cape Peninsula any day of the week. You don't need us to close the roads for you. But you can't do that where you've got half of Cape Town coming out to support you and motivate you through. And I think that's particularly special. But for road closures on our website, and that will give you where all of those closures are taking place.
Maybe as a parting shot from me, I mean, what's the staying power behind this race? I mean, what is the X factor that the Cape Argus has that other cycle tours, even not only in South Africa, but around the world, don't have?
I wish I knew the answer to that question. I'd like to believe that it's not one single answer. There are a number of factors that come into play. Number one, it's a beautiful route to ride around. Riding over Chapman's Peak, and you've got the Indian Ocean on one side of you, and you're heading down one part of the peninsula, and then the Atlantic on the other side, and the other side of the peninsula. So it is particularly beautiful, and I know that our international riders really do enjoy that. We try to create an experience for riders. It isn't just about riding on the Cape Peninsula. It's about the expo and the registration that they're going through. It's about giving people, adding value in their lives when it comes to participating. We want them to feel special. We want them to come out and enjoy the event. And I think I'd like to think that's what brings people back. But more importantly, every cent raised by this event is going back into social upliftment and such and development. It's not a corporate entity. It's not a business as such. It's a charitable trust. And the money is raised is poured back in. And I think with a lot of people that resonates. And that's important to us.